Bigger on 15th, no? Huh? Correct. Take that. Half the way, correct? Nobody knows anything. No, 15th, 15th finish? Huh? No, 15 we started. Halfway we went. Anyway, you are no way, but I am talking. Narayan. Om Namah Parvati Padaye Har Har Mahadev Shambho Mahadev. Bahirantascha Bhutanam Acharam Charamevacha Sukshmatva Tadavigneyam Durastam Chantike Chatat Avibhaktam Chabhuteshu Vibhaktami Vachasthitam Bhutabhartrucha Tadgneyam Krasishnu Prabha Vishnu Cha. The Upakrama was, are you able to hear very well or little more you wanted? The Upakrama was Gneyam Brahma. I am going to teach you very clearly Gneyam Brahma. What is the Gneyam Brahma? Bhagavan started unfolding. Anadimat Param Brahma Na Tat Sat Uchyate Na Asat Uchyate. Means the beginningless, free from the work of time, free from the time, Anadi Tat Brahma is not an object. Sat is something which you could objectify. Na sat, you can say, I can see now, is not there. Karya karana vyakta vyakta. The trees in the seed. Now tree, potential to become object, potential to be objectified. That Brahman never become object. Drik eva natu drishyate. Na kenapi pramanena. By any means of knowledge not available for objectification. Bhagavan started from that. Now, paradoxes are introduced here. They are called virodha, abhasa, virodhabhasa. That which looks, appears to be contradicting each other. And that is the way the subject matter, the Brahman, is unfolded. This is the style from Upanishad. Tad dure tadantike, durasu duram tadudantike cha. That's the way Upanishad talks. Here also, only way to unfold anadi mat param brahma is this only. Iti Sushrumadhiranam. We heard from our teacher this way only. Nanya Pantha Vidyate Ayanaya. There are no other means to know it, but know this way only. Even the Shruti says we heard from the teachers like this, and teacher said we heard from Shruti like that. I don't know which is first. Iti Sushrumadhiranam. Yena tad vyacha chakshire. We heard from our teachers, the Shruti says, and teacher says what? We heard from our Shruti mother, this way only it can be unfolded. And it starts. Na tatra chakshur gacchati, na vag gacchati, na manav gacchati, na vidvaha, na vijanimaha. There the eyes do not go. Na chakshur gacchati. Where your eyes cannot go, but you can get what? Mano gacchati. Yeah. Sitting here, you are all in Tokyo these days. Mano gacchati, bhayena. Because of fear. Mind goes there. Why? Mano gacchati. Na vaak gacchati. Even if it's not an object of vani, words also cannot describe it. Because it is neither jati, guna, kriya, sambandha. None of this falls in that. Na vidmaha, I don't know how to talk to you also. Anya deva, tad viditat, aviditat, adi. It is different from what you know, and different from what you, see our mind goes in the pendulum. I know or I don't know. It is neither as a known or neither unknown also. Unknown also is known only, correct? There are unknown which are unknown, there are unknown which are known, okay? Do you understand what I'm talking? Okay. See, lot of things you know that I don't know, but you know that can be known. Lot of things you don't know that can be known. They call lot of unknown which are unknown. What are unknown which are what? Known is unknown. Anya deva tat viditat ato aviditat adhi. Upanishad says. And he says, that is you only. Not, don't try to conceptualize the awareness again. Let us visualize, you can't visualize consciousness. The student felt, I know it. Then, dahrameva nunam yadi manneta viditameva. I know if you think, you don't know. This is the way Kenopanishad moved. Same way Bhagavan is moving. Following the same style. Why? We are talking about you, the conscious person. Because of which you are conscious of the whole world. That consciousness is neither known as limitless, neither known as a what? As this also, unknown also. This is all unknown known, but consciousness is what? Different from known and unknown. First thing we negate that word, drishyat, not an object. So here it comes very well. What is that consciousness? Here, Bahihi antaha. We have finished half the verse, so I will not go again in that. See, what is inside is not outside. What is outside is not inside. Can there be anything which is inside and outside both? Yeah. Then problem comes. Suppose there is something is inside or outside. But what about that we divide this both? Then Bhagavan say, it is inside, it is outside, it is also what divides. This inside, outside is always from reference point of view. Inside the hall, outside the hall. Inside the body, outside the body, correct? Where are you? Means what? Where are you? unless you are a special person, I move outside. I don't want those people here. I am only in the what? In this body. Always in the body is good also. That is your address. Mind, I am not asking. Where is the mind? I am the you. Okay? Mind is generally 250 miles away from us. That's generally. Wherever you are sitting, it's a little away from you. That is our problem. So, I am inside the body. Me, the person. Therefore, whenever you invite me, I come. As what? Body I bring. So, that is me inside. I invite it. Atman iti adhyatma. And everything apada mastaka I abide, they are called karyakrana sangata. Outside the skin, everything is what? Epidermis is what? Outside. That is why I told you last time, if the bullet goes between these two fingers in Libya, I will be very happy. Why? It did not get me, correct? Other fellow is very unhappy, but I am very happy. Why? It went between the two fingers. I know very well, between two fingers also I am not there. Appa, this I am in, but not out. Outside is world, inside is who? I, correct? And here is it, antaha bahihi. Both I am. Then he said, bahi anta iti ukte madhya bhave prapte. The body, then he said, it covers everything. Acharam charamevacha. Look at thing. In Sanskrit, we divide the things very easily. Either what? Thavara jangama. Chara achara. Jada chetana. In one, two word, whole world and everything is divided in the two topics. Charam is what? That moves volitionally. That which has some consciousness, that which has got some hands and legs, or something by which they move. Even snake without hands and legs, uragaha. It moves on its belly. They call uragaha. Moves. That which moves. And other things are what? They never move. Is what? You can tell, number one, my buddhi, okay? Whole class goes, it never moves, okay? That can be, it remains same, my buddhi. But to say that it moves anyway, what never moves is what? Jangama. What is that? Thavara is what? Parvata. Agaha. Nagachati. Trees. Nagachati. Rock in the front of your home. Nagachati. Your home, tsunami, gachati, but it doesn't move. Water also moves, but that is not called gachati. It is what? Because of law of gravitation. Volitionally, water does not move. Volitionally, the radiation do not move. No, this is affecting people, let me not move. They don't do that. So those who move volitionally, those who have no volition to move, charam acharameva. Therefore it is both what moves and what does not move. Then the Shankaracharya asks a very beautiful question here. Kneyam yata rajju sarpa bhasaha. Characharam deha abhasam apitat. What is body? Suppose from body you say outside, inside, the physical body also is the Brahman only. Swamiji, whole world is in time and space. I see everything in this world. Why not I see your Brahman? Your Brahman, understand? Which you are talking day in, day out, every first and third Sunday, only topic is what? Brahmatma. Next time, Atma is Brahman. That's what you are talking. So one day you are talking, Atma is Brahman. Next day what? Brahman is Atma. Brahmai vaham atasittam. You are always talking like that. यदि अचरम चरम एव व्यवहार विषयम सर्वम ज्ञेयम किमर्थम इदम इति सर्वैः न विज्ञेयम्। हाउ कम एवरीबडी डोंट नो दिस ब्रह्मन्? इट इज सो परवेडिंग एवरीवेयर, इट इज देयर, देन इट शुड बी अवेलेबल फॉर अवर नॉलेज। वन मोर वर्ड इज सेड, सूक्ष्मत्वात्। सूक्ष्मत्वात् इज व्हाट? हेतु। सत्यम सर्वाभासं तत् अपि व्योमवत् सूक्ष्मम्। Anybody has seen the time? Yes, Samiji. 10:20, I know exactly. Somebody sent me by email world clock. The whole world map is there. Wherever you put your cursor, it shows that the country time. It's amazing, you know. You don't think, you don't count plus minus. Move that, boom, 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 it shows that time. Very nice. Swami, I see. One of the maps shows the time is India is this hour, this is here, like that. I know time. I see time. You see what? You see a clock, or you see. Nowadays we don't see it. O'clock is gone, correct? Because there is no o'clock. There is all what? You read time, correct? 7:25, like that. Yes, I see the time. My dear sir, you don't see time. You see what? Something moving, something changing, but time effect, you see, janyanam janaka kalaha. All that is born in time. I don't see time, I understand time. Do you see space? Yes, Swamiji, whenever I am spaced out, I know. Previously it was inside space, now what? It has gone out. This is all American language. Swamiji, we both are spaced out. Means what? We both had space inside. Now what? Their space is gone what? Pumped out. Like that. Is it like that? American language I like. Let us keep some space between us before we get spaced out, okay? You keep it around, already space is there. The language. So, do you see space? Some question we think is difficult to answer, but there are people who will answer for that also. One guy was asked, what first, egg or chicken? There's no answer, no? This fellow has no time in answering. He just, without blinking, as I said, what first, chicken or egg? He said, whatever ready, bring it. He cut through all your logic, you know, he has answered immediately. And I told this joke to Swamiji because we talk anadi all the time. He smiled and said, if both are ready, bring both. Space also you don't see, you understand, appreciate. Between these two fingers, what is that called space? Is understanding. When the space is so subtle, only the form of my understanding is available, and it has got only one quality called sound. Akasha darguna is shabdaha. Nitya vyapakaha, all these things Nayayika talks, but that space also is understood by my mind. I'm aware of it. That mind is subtler than the space, therefore. More pervading than the space. What to talk about the consciousness because of whom I'm aware of the mind, and mind is aware of the outside world. That is sukshmat sukshma. Sukshmatvat. Therefore, unless you are informed, unless you study Shastra, unless you expose to the teaching, avigneyam, it is not understood by Abhidusham. because they want to objectify everything and understand. Either by the telescope or the microscope. But they don't have scope here, understand? Every scope has further scope, but their scope doesn't have scope here. Why? It is you. It is you. Swamiji, please further explain. For the wise person, Vidusham. Wise means what? Who is wise? One who was otherwise previously. Now is what? Wise, correct? Upanishad says, Atma va idagam sarvam. All that is here is Atma. Chandogya. Then second mantra I give, oh, everything is Atma. What about Brahman? He said, Brahmai vedagam sarvam. Brahmai eva idagam sarvam. All that is nama rupa kriyatvaka prapancham. Prapancham means pachi vistare. Expanded this world. World is what? Name, form, function. Part name, part form, function to hold the water. Name microphone, form this one, and function is to what? Amplify your voice. Everything is like the name, form, function, clip, name, form, function. Nama, rupa, kriyatmakam, prapancha. All that is here. Nowadays Swamiji has changed a little bit and said, very beautiful. The what is and the meaning. Shabda and its meaning both and the function is Jagat. All Jagat is Brahman. Brahma, Atma is all this thing. Yad viditam, yad aviditam, yad jangam, yad sthavaram, yad bhutam, yad cha bhavyam cha. What was, what is, what is going to be? All that is what? Atma. All that is Brahman. Here I am not getting into the very meaning of the word Atma. You understand, see? In Linga Purana, the word Atma is talked very well. Yachya apnoti, yada datte, yachyati vishayanya, yachyasya santato bhavaha, atma shabdeti kirtyate. The form four dhatus, the roots, the word Atma is derived. In dhatu patha, every root has a meaning given already. Yachya apnoti, ap means to pervade everything. Yada yachya apnoti. Yachya adatte is also ap dhatu. Yachya, that way four meanings are given there. Here one will take yachya apnoti, vyapnoti, in waking, dream, deep sleep, that which pervades everything. That which resolves everything to itself. Yada datte. Yachya adbhakshane. That which enjoys everything. Sthula book, sukshma book, ananda book. Your name is what? Book. Book means what? Not booth. Book. Book means who enjoys. Waking, you enjoy. Dream, you enjoy. Deep sleep, happiness, up to now, enjoy. Correct? Up to this moment, what? Enjoy. Sthula book, yat atte vishayan, yat chasya santato bhavah. One whose absence is not there, sada asti. That is called Atma. Idam sarvam is Atma. The next is given what? This is called Sarvam Kaluidam Brahma. Then he said, Brahma Eva Idagam Sarvam. Remember one more mantra from what? Ishavasya what? Ishavasyam Idagam Sarvam. Same thing in Gita also. Vayatatam Idam Sarvam. All this is pervaded by me. Tena tatam idam sarvam, by him everything is pervaded. Tvaya tatam idam sarvam, by you it is pervaded. All is covered by me, by you, and by that. So there are three fellows who are pervading this world, correct? No. Aham, you, and he, or that, is all what? One and the same. Therefore, knowing the Shankaracharya quote, Atma Vaidagam Sarvam and Brahmai Vedagam Sarvam is Brahma is Atma. Abba. This is for Vidusha. What about us, Swamiji? Okay. See, it very lovingly covers us also all the time. Okay. Avigyatataya Turastam. It abide this knowledge and this Brahmatma is far for you in time. How much time, Samija, will take to understand Vedanta? Unless your data goes away, Danta jayega tab tak. Bina daat ke ho jaoge tab. How many years, Samija, will take? Varsha Sahastra Kotyapi. So 10 million years, okay? So classes will go on, you keep coming, and I won't talk the same. Swami will change, you will come a new form. So you keep new form. But still, if you don't follow the Vedanta Shastra as a Pramanam, it will be what? Unknown to you. You will never suspect yourself to be limitless. You will never even dream that I am the cause for this whole world. You can never even imagine what I that want to be is myself. I am always out to get things, always out to enjoy things. And then I understand whole world in 3 period of time, whatever they are enjoying, that is one iota of me. That limitless happiness is I am. Abba. How can we ever come across this thing? Therefore it says, 10 millions of years, it is not gain. Our grandfather used to ask, can you touch this, the blue sky? Can you get the blueness of the sky? I said, yes. Take a big bamboo stick and go up and you do what? Can you pierce it? No. Okay, when you look the horizon, okay, you can see that somewhere horizon is meeting what? Mother Earth. So if we go, quickly run to, go to meeting place of that. Can you ever go there? Can you ever meet them? Why? More you move, it will move further. It reminds me of one story. There was a marriage in the Kerala. And there was a guy who was asked. This is a story told by Kerala person only. That's why I'm telling you this. The marriage party has come in those days where electricity was not there. And he said, the marriage party has come and you light up wherever there is darkness, go with a petromax. Petromax, you know, the previously we had the light. So I don't know what they call here. What they call? Special lamp. Lantern like that, but it is different than lantern. Petromax. He said, wherever you see darkness, put this in, come away. Sure. He put in his head, whole night moved away everywhere. He said, I did not find anywhere darkness. Everything is very well lighted up. How? Where can I put it? I got some special people like that also. Whole night dekha kahin andhera hai nahi, kahan rakho. So if यू वॉन्ट टू सी, देखो कहां है ब्रह्मन. वन फेल्टो वेंट फॉर दिस क्रूज एंड दे वेंट टू इक्वेटर हियर एंड दिस इक्वेटर लाइन यू कैन सी, एवरीबडी वॉज सींग वेयर इज द इक्वेटर लाइन. And one guy from our country, India, he also put binocular to see equator line. He told him, do you all guys see? Yes. I don't see again. They said this should be understood not to be seen. No, no. I spent so much money all the way. I want to see it. Although give my money back. I will like to see that. Then this fellow is a little more pushy. I went to the, everybody laughed. Because they understood this, he requires special treatment, so all kept quiet. And this fellow went to the captain. I want to see the, is it not seen? No, no. You have to show me. You have taken the whole ship there, you show me. Then he said, okay, okay, put your binocular. Now I'm going to show you, okay? He put the binocular and pluck one hair, he had a long hair, this guy, pluck one hair quietly and put in the front of the binocular. He said, yes, now I see. Dekh gaya. What? But he asked one thing. He said, "What? I see the line, but what is there something moving on the top of it? So world over people are trying to objectify Atma. Amazing. There are people who talk blue light and this light. Suppose the tenth man want to visualize how the tenth man look, it will be what? He's trying to remember what tenth man is. Will he ever stumble upon the tenth man? By mistake also? No. Why? You can stumble upon accidentally something which is different from you. You will never gain this limitless by accidentally you will never get it. Therefore said, Varsha sahatra kotyapi turastham. Durastham is what? It is further than the furthest. 15th verse, you look at it? Okay. It is far as, it is very far from them because of ignorance. Now we look at it. Other way around, not in the future. I am Purnaha. Since when? You are whole, limitless since when? After I know, correct? When you don't know you are Purna or not? Yes. Therefore, from how many years you don't know this knowledge? You don't have this knowledge. How many years? If I will take a tongue sometime, I will show you the measurement of time. What Bhagavatam talk? How Chatur Yogi of so many thousands, so many millions of years, and so many Chatur Yogi, 71 Chatur Yogi make one like this, and that also 100 will make one day like that. It goes on calculating like that. Infinite time I don't know. Beginningless time I don't know. Why? Unless I am introduced to that, I will never come to know. Here our Pujya Swamiji always says, to see your face clearly, you require external agency. If there is no reflecting media in this world, you and I will die without seeing our face, correct? It will be better also, all the beauty parlors will stop. That will be the only advantage. Still, I ask you one question. If somebody do not like to look at my face, it is whose problem? Whose problem? Their problem. Why I should do so much painting here for them? Let them look. That's their problem. They don't like to see myself. I don't care. But still I care. Mirror. I don't know. People keep gazing in mirror day and day out. I'm always surprised, you know, so much. And there is nobody who doesn't like to look into the mirror. With the both eye cataract also, woman will 80 years will look into mirror. I don't know what is that to say. Love for oneself, understand. That's very interesting mirror thing. Darpana. Drupyate anenaiti darpana. Moment you look in the mirror, you say, I'm not less than anybody. That I look better than that actress also. Because she is working, she has got some push. Otherwise, I'll be better than her. You feel like that. Drupyatyanena, that mirror. Suppose reflecting media is not there, how I am going to look at myself? This is drishtantaha. Dashtanta is what? Similarly, the words of Vedanta, which use lakshana, created some samskara in your mind to use the words. And then the words also not born of somebody's intellection. It has come from the very rishis who have not created them, the mantra. And dedic apaurushyam, that mantra helps me to see myself very clearly. Unless I am exposed to this teaching, unless my teacher makes me see clearly through the words also, and not immediate meaning of the word, but meaning which is indicated, indicatory words are there called lakshana, then when the vritti is born, that anadi ignorance, beginningless ignorance comes to end by vritti jnanam, that is the greatest thing can happen in one's life. Therefore, he said, I will put, from millions of years, I don't know who am I. And if I don't work in this birth, what? Millions of years, I will not come to know myself. Here is the only place where you have to depend on external agency. That is called means of knowledge. I cannot figure out by myself. There are some special fellow, he say it will pop up by itself. Can you say any knowledge pops up in your mind by himself? You require to learn. There's no way out. Therefore, Abhidusham, millions of years, trillions of years, they will not know. And what they have to know is themselves very clearly. And for antikecha tata, and it is what? Antikecha, nearer than the nearest. Atmatvad vidusham. It is yourself. One thing I have to tell you. Those who are seeking Atma, they will be seeking Atma forever. I met lot of sadhus in this sannyasi dress also. हमको तो साधना करना है कितना जीवन साधना करोगे ऑलवेज स्ट्रेस इज ऑन द साधना वी डू समथिंग वी टू देन ओनली ब्रह्म का अनुभव होगा देन देयर विल बी टाइम एंड प्लेस एंड स्पेशल मोमेंट विल बी देयर वेयर वी विल एक्सपीरियंस द ब्रह्मन विल हैव द ग्लिम्स ऑफ दैट ब्रह्मन एंड दे आर वेटिंग फॉर दैट. When all the thoughts are cleared up, and there will be time where you will see the Brahman, you will be sucked into the Brahman consciousness. Use all this language also. How is it going to be possible? Is it an experience? Is it an event? Is it something in a time? That's why they said, become durasuduram. But if you have this proper understanding about how the means of knowledge works. Teacher's job is to handle the pramana. You will see. I can give you mirror, but who has to see? Your eyes are open, there is enough light, you will see yourself very clearly. Therefore, teacher's job is to present the pramana. Nothing else to be done. Na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena, na tapena, na dhanena. All this is negated. Why? It is already praptasya praptihi. It is accomplishment already accomplished. Param chet gnatavyam, aparam chet praptavyam. What is aparam, different from you? By fourfold action. Apyam, vikaryam, utpadyam, sanskaryam, you can get a new thing. I can reach Arshavidya Gurukulam. I can cook the food. I can bring the grains from the market. I can grow vegetables here. Or can I clean up something, vacuum, I can do. But awareness, I cannot do this thing. Here only I have to know. What is gone because of ignorance is not available. Only way out is what? Param knowledge. Correct? Where is it called? Param chet gnatavya meva. Here it brings out. Now it goes further. Now, for this verse, I am going to introduce one word, a technical word, called upadhi. Those who are writing should always keep writing. Upadhi word means upasamipe sthitva sviyam rupam anyatra adadhati iti upadhi. Upasamipe in the proximity, what is very clear, upasamipe, sthitva being there, sviyam rupam, dharmam, its own attributes or the form, anyatra, something different from it is there, adadhati, it places. That is called upadhi. Something in proximity. And it quietly superimposes its attribute on something which has no attribute of this thing. Without changing other thing, it appears to be of this quality. That is called upadhi. We have got some words in Vedanta Shastra. You have to know them very well. Visheshanam. Visheshanam also is there. Karya anvayi vyavartakatvam visheshanam. When I say pink clip here, plastic clip, the pinkness is in the clip. And that's what helps me to understand it different from books and microphone. It is the quality in the plastic and help me to differentiate. But suppose I say, who is that Swami? Oh, one is wearing the white shawl. This white shawl is my quality? Is intrinsic to me? No. That is what? Karya ananvayi. It is not in me, vyavartakatvam. Till help all of you to distinguish the person wearing white shawl from other. Understand? So upadhi is who's not in the vastu. I say the room space. Correct? The space in the room. Here for the space, upadhi is what? Upadhi is what? Walls of the space. You are right. Dimension created by this structure here. So that dimension of the wall is superimposed upon the space and we can matakasha. The dimension of the wall of this clay is superimposed in the space, part space. Ghatakasha, matakasha, Dharakasha, all the akasha. Now, it looks really there is wall, there is a room space is there, different from all other spaces. Is there entity called room space? The dimension of the wall is so much superimposed and it looks like this is the space is cut to size. Space is still what? Limitless. Still it is looks limited, but what? Limitless. Till it is limitless, appear to be what? Limited. Till the part space is what? It looks limited, still it is limitless. Similarly, consciousness, never ever use the word, the consciousness pocketed in this body. Ayurama. Consciousness cannot be pocketed. You can pocket something else. I don't mind. consciousness word. In Sanskrit, we have got word upadhi. In English, we have got conditioning. It is the word which conditions the space. The wall is called upadhi. Now, after introducing these two words, this verse will be walk over. Okay? We'll go. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu. Vibhaktamivachasthitam. Bhuta bhartru cha tadgneyam. Grasishtu prabha vishnu cha. You are all chanting as though sleepy. When will this Brahman will come to end and you can go out? Brahman will come to end and go out, you know, this all. Read loudly, everybody. Don't look at the avibhaktam chabhuteshu vibhaktamiva chasthitam bhuta bhartru tatgneyam rasishtu prabha vishnu cha. Even if you chant one verse properly and probably understand that also, that brings one punya, one ashwamedha yagya, you know. Therefore, remove your sleep, listen, okay. There are two types of sleep. One, you really sleep. Another, with the eyes open, you sleep. That's other sleep. That's a special sleep. Swamiji, before class there is no sleep. After class there is no sleep. Only class it comes. I don't know what is there with their class. Always look at the speaker, sleep will not come. Okay? Anyway. Tat gneyam. That was a pratigya done earlier. Gneyam yat tat pravakshyami. Tat gneyam, again he picks up the thread. Kimcha. What is that tat gneyam? And that which is to be known is what? Avibhaktam. Remaining undivided, indivisible, remaining whole, and vibhaktam, get divided. Really? Brahman was cut down to the pieces? All the pieces of Brahman? No. Eva. Whole Vedanta Sastra, the bread and butter of Vedanta is what? Eva. Eva means what? As though. As though means what? Without becoming that, it appears to be that. That does the upadhi do, correct? Without cutting down the limitless pervading space, it made it appear what? Whole space. Part space. Stomach space up to 130. There. They call Jatharakasha. There are called here also Akasha, special fellows are there. But I'm talking about real Akasha. This is Akasha. Avakasha Pradhatru Akasha. That which can accommodate everything. Akasha doesn't have any problem. Hey, Jagani hai, no? Sold out, no? It always IIA. Accommodates everything. Let your mind be like a space accommodating everybody. That Akasha, nothing can limit it. But still this wolf did a great job. What? Made it appear to be limited. How many people can sit in this hall? You always have got numbers. How much it can accommodate? This much. Therefore it is got dimension to a dimension free. Similarly, this physical body also what? It put dimension on you, who is limitless. Everybody knows their height. Am I right or not? Shakespeare says, only one person who does not take me for granted is my tailor. Every time I go, he measures me up. Because your size changes, correct? In India, it happens to children especially. When the mangoes come, they become mango, like that, big, big. Itna khata hai mango. When marriage season comes, they all become big. So here, I know my size very well. My tailor know much more, correct? And he want to make sure every time. You know, one person who can never satisfy their customer is who? Tailor. Oh, this is not done that time. Because you are changing, how much he can do all the time? One guy told me, Swamiji, I got a big problem. I said, why? But the tailor went away with all the cloth he had. But only problem, my cloth, somebody's went. But my measurement also went away with him. So what will I do with that? That's a very serious problem, I said. He took away your measurement and went away. Okay, so what can I do for you? Now, you have your measurement, height you know. All that you know. You measure yourself, your BP also you measure every, correct? I have this BP. Sugar, definitely you know. Cholesterol, doctor knows, everybody knows. Therefore, I got all sorts of measurement around me. I am a diabetic. I, Satchidananda is what? Diabetic. I, Satchidananda is hypertension. I, Satchidananda, cholesterol. I, Satchidananda, married. He said, after marriage only understood the happiness which I had before marriage. Okay? What is happiness? He understood after marriage. So, you need not say I'm married and unhappy. No, I understand. Okay. So this goes together. Sansari or dukhi, those of the kyun bigad to be bad. Sansari chet what? Dukhi, complaining, all the complaining. I got all, I'm dukhi, I'm samsari. And now new name has come, you are useless also. Because you are retired. So when she asks you to do certain job, that job you have never done in your life, you know. And if you do that job, she said, what did your mother taught you? You are useless guy, okay. Who paid you so much money? I don't understand. How did you get so much money? You don't know simple job, you don't know. I asked you to just make buttermilk. And all buttermilk is always out all over. What did you make it? I told you, kakebhyo dadi rakshatam. Okay? In Sanskrit. He said, see in India, like here, winter time, the yogurt doesn't become very easily. You introduce milk, but milk remains milk only. So what they do in the sunlight, they put outside the milk. Then in heat, it will curd very well. So he asked the husband, who is retired, look, and this yogurt will become, the milk will become yogurt and protect it from the what? Crows. Kaake bhyo dati rakshatan. I mean, she came, there was no milk inside. He said, what happened? He said, I was sitting with the stick here. I never allowed any crow to come near your yogurt. But yogurt is not there. Yeah, what can I do? Cat came? Yeah. You did not say wood cat, only you. So cat came, dog came, everything but he came. I just was watching them nicely eating, but I never allowed any crow to come here. Now a new name is what? Useless, okay? Good for nothing. You are good for nothing. Only you are good for voting now, nothing else you have got. Like this she tells what, it is right also, because yogurt is gone today. So kakebhyo dati rakshatam, he followed very early. One nayayika went, he is married, he went for bringing yogurt. In India, it's very interesting, you know. Everything you packed and nicely. In India, we don't have all things. Whole yogurt, big pots are open in the shop, and this fellow will give from that whatever yogurt you want. And husband was sent to get a yogurt. He went there. And there is a leaf cup. Yeah, have you seen the leaf cup? It's biodegradable, very nice. In the leaf cup, padiya. Usme usne dahi liya. He put the yogurt. Now this fellow has studied logic so much. While returning, he was thinking, because of the yogurt, is this leaf sitting on my hand? Or because of the leaf, the yogurt is sitting in the... Because of whom, what is there? Because of the yogurt is the leaf cup? Or because of leaf cup is the yogurt? This becomes a big problem with the thinker, with the scientist also. And find out which is because of what. He turned his head, hands upside down. Yoga. Now he understood, because of the weight of the yogurt, this was there. Now wife said, what happened? He said, I discovered a great thing. Where is yogurt? That is gone. Go and get some oil. We got a fresh Til, no, what do you call that? Sesame seed. He went to that fellow who was having, we have got bullocks who go around and that's what called country, this pilling, that one. What was going on? This fellow was sitting outside and this bullock was going inside. He's all studied high, you know, useless guy, our useless guy. He asked, you are sitting here and bullock is moving inside? How do you know he's moving? He said, don't you hear? I got a special bell on his neck. When he moves, they are ringing, so I know he's going on. This fellow logically asked one question. Suppose the bullock stands and moves his neck. Then how do you know? This fellow got so wild. Get out from here. My bullock is not scientist, understand? Go home. No oil for you. Useless fellow came back today also. So this is the way. I got one more name is what? What? Useless. One more name, senior citizen. Senior citizen means what? This is all I understand how I come limit myself. I am old, I am grandfather, all the way I limit, upadhi, all these are upadhi. And they said, physical body, emotional person, senses also, I am blind, I am cataract, I am hypertension, all this they cut down. Swamiji, am I not all these things? I told you one beautiful word, don't remember anything from this class, remember one is what? Eva. Eva means what? As though you have got measurement. As though you have got what? Hypertension. Swamiji, I can eat everything? No, I did not say that, okay? As though Atma does not have hypertension. The blood has, your heart has problem. You are free from it, understand? Freedom is not from it, in spite of it. That is called Upadhi Dharma. It appears to be there in me, I am free from it. It appears as the intrinsic nature of the Atma, I am free from it. I need not do anything to get rid of it. This is, people do it. Amko ye sab sansar ko dur karna hai, phir brahma hona hai, ye kya baat hai? Are you sansari? To get rid of it? No. Even you think you are samsari or what? You are free from samsara now and you are always free from it. Prati deham vyoma battat ekam. In any upadhi, this space of this hall or other hall, in all the hall it looks like a big hall, small hall or one room apartment. It all different dimension it shows. But at the same time what? Free from all the dimension, as though dimensions are appearing in it, and dimension do not limit it. Example is your sleep. when you enter deep sleep, called dreamless, not aware of the external world, all the senses also gone to sleep. Mind also has gone to sleep. That time in deep sleep, what is your height? What is your height? What country you are sleeping? In Tokyo? Where you are sleeping? In India? USA? Gone. Who are you that time? A beggar on the road, lying down on the roadside, he goes to sleep. And the Maharaja in his big royal bed, he goes to sleep. Once both enter the sleep, is there a royal sleep or beggarly sleep? The beggarly will be snoring little less, correct? In sleep there is no beggar, no king. Therefore, all the upadhi dharma resolves in me. That is the time you are free from upadhi. If they are intrinsic to me, not incidental to me, in deep sleep also I will feel, I am a small guy, I wish I had little more height, I wish my color was little different, I wish I had more hair on my head, and that hair should be curly, all the day I wish. Problem is not there, correct? Why? Therefore, sleep is where you know with the ignorance, understand, you don't know cognitively, but you are limitless. Na bahyam nantam veda. Therefore, that is the most inviting experience in one's life, is called deep sleep. If I can be without them and still be there, therefore they are mithya, not satyam. If it is satyam, I cannot drop them. If it is mithya, I need not drop them. I should understand mithya as mithya. That it depends on me. All dimension depends on the dimensionless vastu. Dimensionless vastu do not depend on them. I can enjoy all the limitation. Why? I know I am limitless. That becomes a luxury afterward. Body becomes luxury. Mind which is most forgetful become what? Luxury. Don't have tension. In Vedanta, nothing to be remember. Therefore, this class can go ever. Okay. You need not remember you are Brahman. Do you remember I am Brahman? No. Why? It doesn't require even memory. Understand? Memory also become luxury. Really, I am more relaxed these days. Why? If I don't remember also, I don't worry. I say, okay, these people do not require this thing, therefore it doesn't come to my mind. One Swami told me, you become instrument in class. I said, how? If Bhagwan want them to get bored through you, he will do exactly that way. If they want to enjoy through you, he will do the exact. He say, you talk. Let them suffer or enjoy. It's not your job. Now I'm going to teach everybody, then I have a problem then. I know what I have to study very well. And talk, that's all. So you are the most relaxed person, most free person, happiest person. That called knowledge here. Eva. Beautiful word. Bhagavan uses vibhaktam eva. See, our problem is there. We all feel you are different from me and different from you. Sab alag alag ho gaya hai. Na lagati thi alag hai. Ek ek alag alag ho gaya. So we feel we are all separated. One day what happened? You know, one temple we are standing, and Swami was always disciplinary that. We all get together in the temple puja, you know, when evening, everybody was so much together, you know. What you could use word that? And Swami told us, I know you are all one Brahman, but stand separately, okay? Don't do that. Jumbled up. I was getting this. Nice. So, our real problem is life. Understand, come from here. Isolation. I feel I'm alone. Nobody's there. How can we be alone, sir? So many mosquitoes are around you. How can we be lonely? And New York bed bugs are also there. So everybody thinks, no, Swamiji, you don't understand. I feel what? Hamara koi nahi hai. Main akela hoon. And not alone. Everything is not separate from you. Everything is you only. This part, this room space can feel isolated. Why? I am cut off from all the other spaces. Is it cut off? Now the room space is told, expand your heart. The new Vedanta, okay? Expand yourself. They won't talk like me. They've got special flowery language. Hey, Atma Bandhu. Hey, Amar Atma. That's why he's talking to Eternal Atma, okay? Oh, Amar Atma, expand yourself. How? Start eating tomorrow very well. Expand. That's all you can do. Let the space expand to become a total space. Can this space become total space anytime? No. You have to pull down all the walls of this room and then this room space will merge into what? Total space. Like Ganga merging into the Ganga Sagar in the ocean. Is it possible like that? Are there two entities? Therefore, avibhaktam. Already we said, it is never ever divided. Because of upadhi, looks divided. Because of mithya upadhi, looks what? Mithya divided. Eva. Jastitam. Then deheshu eva vibhavyamanatvat. In all the body it is present without division. Now one more lakshan I said. Bhuta bhartru grasishto prabhavishnu cha. All these great five elements and elementals are sustained by whom? Vibharti. And pralaya kale krasishnu, krasanashila. It resolves it to itself. And utpatti kale prabha vishnu cha prabhavanashila. It helps the whole that what? The limitless Brahman. Yatova imani bhutani jayante yatna jayante. Understand? From whom the world appears to come, but which does not come. It is always there. From the clay the pot appears to come. Does the clay come? Clay is aise baithega. He is still there only as clay. From the gold the chain come. Does the gold come? Gold is gold only. The 22 carat, still it is like that only. Eva yatova imani bhutani jayante yatna jayante yena jatani jivanti. Does it make any effort to sustain the chain, the gold? No. By its mere presence they are sustained. And all the ornament before Deepavali, the woman wants a new design. They what? Melt back to what? Gold. Does the gold melt back? It is gold only. Na jayante. As though name, form, function appeared from it, it is sustained without effort and it resolves back to it. But understand, there are so much intelligence in that. Samhatanam parārthatvāt. This is a big sutra. Anything put together intelligently is for other than itself. Put together by something other than itself, and it is meant for something other than itself. Give example of your car. Who made the car? Now no more from Tokyo, anything is going to come for some time, okay? Your BMW, okay? or Indian Maruti Dabba. That car came put together by what? Some intelligent engineers. Some little problem in them, so they call back now and then. But put together. It is meant for what? Car is put together by somebody other than the car. And car is meant for what? The car got made and want to go around, correct? From east coast to west coast. Does it go like that? From north to south. In winter, from north to south. And in summer, from south to north, correct? Is it like that car decides to go anywhere? No. Therefore, it is meant for you and me. This book is for what? Does book God himself printed? No. Somebody printed and somebody read. Book is not for book. Samhata naam parārthatvāt. Anything put together is always from the very assemblage. This hall is not for the hall's sake. Somebody made this beautiful hall and it is meant for what? If the roof is for the ceiling, ceiling is for like that? No. Everything is for others only. Who is the other? Me only. Chaitanya only. Consciousness only. This is called Srishti comes. It's very, very meaningful. How whole evolution happened? Very intelligent. How it is sustained all the laws? Even they change also. That is also part of the law. Mother Earth keeps going. And once in a blue moon, this moon comes near us. Super moon, correct? And go away also. That is also what? You predict and it comes also. All put together what? So meaningfully, and it happens, you can predict every day what time sun will rise and sun will set. But you can't predict when S1 will rise. S1, you know? What time S1 will be up tomorrow morning, you don't know. But you know sun will be up definitely this time. That is called what? Predictable. Unpartial, meaningful, all-pervading, all this law. That is called that Brahman only. With the Maya Upadhi, it become a creator. With Maya Upadhi, it became as the sustainer. With the Maya Upadhi, it become resolver. Upadana Karanam is Maya, not Brahman. So Maya also Upadhi, so it gets status of what? The one who bring the creation into manifestation. So therefore, Siddhi Kale and Shankaracharya makes it very clear, the creation is not Satyam Mithya. Why? Rajvadi Sarpadehe Mithya Kalpitasya. In the Rajvadi shoe, in the rope, you may see snake. When you mistake rope to be snake, the snake came from whom? Rope. And as long as, and where it appears to be there, where rope is only, you see that only. And after knowledge that this is rope, where it disappears? In your head, correct? Snake comes to your head, correct? Good, it doesn't come like that. It goes back to what? Rope. Huh? All the time, as though coming, as though remaining there, as though resolving that, rope in the three times. If you ask rope, how do you feel after your snake came back to you? You ask what? Which snake? What a snake? But the slimy snake we saw on you, I don't know what you are talking about. One day, my Swami told me, 45 can come, give 2 minutes more, be here. Bye. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamada Mibhavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Arihi Om Shikarapta Namaha Arihi Om.